Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday night here in Coral Springs, Florida at Danger Studios. I'm fresh back from my trip to Iowa. Glad to be here and back in the studio, and joining me, my normal Monday co-host, Cyril Dobrik.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back.
And our special guest co-host tonight, Lindsay Glazer.
What's up?
Fresh off her little tour as well. Been hitting the road a bit. Yeah. Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff. We open the show with a discussion. We call it opening the show with open discussions, whatever comes to mind. But I got to tell you this, there's been a lot of crap happening since I've been gone. So I just can't help but think about some of the things that, you know, the big, oh God, it seems like every week there's a new dialogue on Facebook. But like the thing about Trump walking away from the Paris Accord.
Awesome.
Now, you know, I have a simple summation to this. You know, I've kind of read the brass facts on the thing. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's my understanding that it's not really an agreement, that nobody has to really adhere to it. It's like a gentleman's agreement that this is what we're going to try to all do, and we're going to try to hold each other to these standards. And in the process, the United States, amongst other countries, but the biggest funder of it would be the United States, spending $500 billion a year to go to other countries, less developed countries, I guess it is, to help in the need of, to kind of help and assist those countries in their own usage of like clean energy and ways to stop our carbon footprint. Now, here's how I make this relevant. First of all, as a business person, I know that clean energy industry is a big thing. You know, just as an investor, the idea of big clean energy is growing. It's not something that the government has to force somebody to do. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to happen on its own for the most part. And, you know, the United States isn't the biggest culprit. China and India are the culprits of the most CO2 emissions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, China has to do something about it because you can go outside in China during the day and not see shit. Right? And no one has to tell China that they got to do something about their fucking pollution.
Well, that's why they have the eyes like that. It's an adaptation to life. You know, you can't see anything anyway, so why have big eyes? Just have those little slits.
And then you have to wear the mask. But
completely racist. I wasn't going racist for anything else on that.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But, you know, so here's the way I relate it, and I use this comment to explain the idea of it to somebody, the simplicity of it. Now, I may be oversimplifying, but my thought was, would you agree if the government mandated you to purchase volcano insurance in the amount of $10,000 a year? Would you think that's a good deal?
No, I won't.
Right?
No.
So that's kind of basically what the government did. They said, look, we're not going to participate. This doesn't mean that we're all of a sudden going to start, you know, getting aerosol cans and spraying them like willy-nilly all over the place, you know?
Listen, I personally don't think that our contribution to the climate change is enough to say, hey, would you like to pay another 25% tax on every breath you take and every move you make?
That's right, Sting. And now, I read, I don't know if this is true, I haven't fact-checked it, but somebody posted that one of the recent volcano eruptions released more CO2 than over 500 years of what we could do here in this country.
Interesting.
You know, so.
So I guess volcano insurance could be a good idea. Volcano insurance could be a good idea if you lived in Hawaii or some shit.
You could boom that thing up, too, if you want, somehow. Cool. We got to get it higher for you. Get it in front of you. There you go.
Midget. I'm a midget.
There you go.
The people of Pompeii would have really paid for volcano insurance.
They should have. But, you know, in consideration.
An Arenal.
And maybe I should be more ridiculous and say that it's like getting, you know, zombie apocalypse insurance.
The video.
Right?
Yeah, see?
That would be the equivalent.
It'd be useful, but zombie apocalypse could be useful. We do live in Miami, and we had a guy eat off someone's face.
Yeah, well, that one guy, the one bum would have been. But
two guys.
But that bum guy couldn't have money. He was a bum.
That's true.
Right? What's his name? Poopo?
I don't remember.
The guy's name was Poopo or something like that? He got his face eaten?
I don't remember.
He ended up dying, didn't he?
I don't remember.
I think he died after a year or two.
I don't know, but the guy on bath salts came into my comedy show a few weeks ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, for real.
I thought he was in jail.
Novelty?
No, he's dead. What are you talking about?
No, there was like another guy who was on bath salts like a few weeks ago at Novelty. I forget who
it was. It was at Novelty, huh?
And he came in and and it was very clear that he was on bath salts.
Really?
Yes. And the only reason I knew what I was doing and how to de-escalate him is I had worked at the public defender's office. So
you deal with people like that.
For a long time.
Yeah. I thought if somebody takes bath salts, so like they blow bubbles when they talk.
Something. He didn't try and bite off my face.
So they definitely don't swear.
No?
No, because it's clean. Clean mouth.
See, I was trying to get you to get the video on my phone.
Yeah, I don't know where you're.
I don't know.
I'm
signed into Facebook. Who knows?
I don't know where your Facebook app is. I couldn't see the little Facebook.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But I just invited you. It's just interesting how everybody's freaking out about it. And, you know. And here's the thing. Everybody's entitled to their opinion and stuff, but there was somebody else on somebody else's Facebook page where they basically started attacking me again. I'm like, look, can somebody express a different opinion than just yours without you attacking them?
No.
Well, this thing is like messed up. You're
not
supposed to go. Yeah, you're supposed to go to university or anywhere else and have people with different opinions and, you know, not create an own echo chamber of people just agreeing with what you said. That's no way to grow.
Well, that's the way the sore losers want to have it. They just want everybody to.
I can't even imagine what debate clubs like nowadays.
I know.
I can't.
Right on, sister.
There is no debate club. I mean,
yeah. With that said, by the way, in Portland, I guess it was, they had some pro-Trump demonstrations, and the Antifa people, whatever they are, came out, and they confiscated a lot of weapons. These people are serious now. If you're going to go to a protest, they're packing axes, pipes, brass knuckles. Now listen, I think if you're going to go and do this, if you're going to go and be part of one of these protests, you really got to go armed.
Yeah, well,
you know, you got to go armed. You can't go in there like, you know, with a brochure, you know, and some like, yeah, I don't know, like a sign, you know.
I don't know if you guys know of anything about Bilderberg, but they're like the global people that have a meeting once a year. They actually had a meeting this weekend, I guess it was. And no Antifas were there. I don't understand that. I can't figure out.
Yeah, they didn't want to get an ass whooping.
Well, that and I guess, you know, they're really not against fascism. They're just against Trump. And that's not.
They're fine with fascism as long as they're the ones who control it.
Now, you know, I don't mind. And I understand why people don't like the guy. Trust me. There's moments I didn't like him for some of the shit he said. He's a bit of, you know. But that's just the way it is, you know. And I said it before. Sometimes if you own property and the neighborhood's gone this shit, sometimes you got to hire a real asshole landlord to kind of get things in order. I'm just saying,
a slumlord.
I don't want to make the same association.
I wish that like a conservative who wasn't like just a normal conservative, because Trump's clearly not like in the normal conservative. Wish something like a normal conservative, like Kasich or Carson or someone, had won the election just so we could see if the reaction would be the same, because it's hard to tell. Probably.
Right. Yeah. And I'm also getting tired of other people saying, if Bernie Sanders would have won, it would have been a different story. Listen, whether or not, who knows? But I can tell you this, the only people you can blame for that is your own fucking party.
Yeah.
So
they're the idiots who didn't vote because Hillary had it in the bag or whatever.
I'm just saying. Also, we can't go without speaking of the Kathy Griffith situation. You know, as a comedian, as somebody who's, you know, who likes to, you know, I like my freedom of speech, and, you know, sometimes I may cross the line, you know, but
sure.
Listen, a lot of people don't like Kathy Griffith because, let's face it, you know, like the old story, like people don't want to hang with her because they think they're going to be part of her act. You know, she always attacks people. She makes fun of everybody.
That was the old Seinfeld thing, right?
Right. But the biggest sign is how pathetic she was for crying that she's been bullied after she held the president of the United States head.
Yeah.
First of all, if it's a publicity stunt, wow, stupid. could have done something better. You know what I mean? And like,
well, it's kind of, well, listen, it's always easier to say something better. Here's what I'm going to say. At least Credo, she did something no one else has done.
That's true.
Guar did it.
Did they?
Who?
Yeah. Guar, the rock.
The band that comes out dressed like
dragons.
Yeah. Yeah. Like medieval, like Trojan zombies.
I mean, free. I'm all for freedom of speech.
They're actually going to sue her for.
Really?
I swear that's what they
that's
said.
So crazy. It's so you stole my idea. You stole it.
We chopped his head off first. What?
I mean, as a band stunt, that's like different than, you know, she. Yeah. I don't think. First off, I am an attorney. However, I'm not currently giving legal advice.
Right. Good disclaimer. Disclosure.
But whether, you know, forget like freedom of speech, like if that's interpreted as threatening the president, you have no freedom of speech to threaten the president. You don't.
Isn't it the same as saying you can't scream fire in a crowded? Isn't it the same premise?
I mean,
it's a little. You can't more scream. Than that.
It's more than that.
It's insight. Like somebody, I had a debate with somebody about it. I said, look, because they brought up the fact when Trump talked about grabbing the pussy.
Yeah.
And it was unrecorded. You know, it was recorded.
Oh, and he illegally got recorded. Oh.
Right. Okay. So they were saying it's like he's talking about that when, you know, she just did this. I said, well, one was planned and distributed for mass intake. You know, for basically for mass production. To be seen, which is insightful of killing the president. It's basically inciting violence on the president. And the other one was a privately recorded conversation between two dudes.
That he didn't know about.
And even if he was guilty about it, it's sexual misconduct versus inciting murder.
Well, she
the
also,
two of those, don't, again, in my attorney here, again, you're not... But
I'm,
that,
I'm not
those,
getting advices.
There's a big level, there's a big difference there, isn't there?
I mean, I don't think we want to like draw moral relativism to like, you know, the like sexual misconduct versus that. But he was recorded. I mean, first off, that's illegal, too, to record someone without them.
With their knowledge.
Without their knowledge.
It's inadmissible evidence, isn't it, in a court?
And it would have been a different conversation had a woman been involved in it, probably. I don't think he would have said that.
What if a woman said, I'm grabbing pussy?
No. If Billy Bush was... Billy with an I E.
Yeah, if it was Angelina Bush.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then it might have been different.
If it was Shave Bush. No, just it's.
And who couldn't? Who doesn't want to grab Shave? Who doesn't want to grab Shave Bush?
But there was a video of her before she released that whole thing where she was talking to the artist and she's like, "Yes, that's the perfect one. Now is the car started because we need to leave the country. This is bad." She already knew how bad it was going to be. And how wrong she was for doing it. And then she has that press conference and the lawyer, somebody brought up that whole thing where in her act she makes fun of Barron Trump.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he's 11 now. And the lawyer's defense, which made me like chuckle over, was, well, that was years ago. So he was 8. You're making fun of an 8-year-old. Yeah.
Listen.
That have a lot of material.
Listen, it's not child. It wasn't. You know, he wasn't like a pedophile. The kid was younger then.
Oh God.
You know
I mean,
fucking idiot.
I mean, I think you can do whatever you want, take any comedic risks you want, but then you know you got to
deal with
it.
The consequences.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you can't cry.
Don't cry about it.
There's no crying in politics or comedy.
Or baseball. There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, or on a TV game show.
But she knew what she was doing. It was planned. I mean, she has handlers and attorneys. She's not some new comic who's just some idiot 29-year-old guy who doesn't know what the fuck she's doing.
Did anybody buy her crying and stuff? Like, he broke me.
Not when she laughed.
I don't know. I didn't even look at it.
First of all, I never like to hear an apology that's followed with a but, especially one that's been surgically enhanced.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
You know what I mean? I did this, but it was your fault. It's basically the same thing.
That sounds like, you know,
what makes me laugh is like
husband's talking to the wives.
All the people that say he bullies them, he didn't start any of it. Like, he didn't start with Rosie O'Donnell. She came out one day and decided to be a jerk off. And he was like, oh, all right. Well,
she's a fat pig.
Exactly.
Have you guys read his book, Think Big and Kick Ass?
Yeah. No, The Art of the Deal I read.
He's read a lot of it, but in Think Big and Kick Ass, which is a book from a while ago, talks about how when people attack you, that he actually says in his book that he knows he's full of shit in some ways. It's interesting.
Right.
And he says, but when people attack you, if you don't fight back, they'll keep attacking you. So he purposely sues everyone and goes after everyone.
Isn't that the general, like you teach your kids that if someone goes and push you, you got to push the kid back or you're always going to be that kid in school.
You ignore it for as long as you can until it requires
But then people are going to say, well, listen, he's the president of the United States. He's not a kid. But sometimes there's things that just are normal ways of basic understanding of how you deal with stuff.
You know, poke the bear and not expect to get bitten.
you know, speaking of posting things in lieu of this Kathy Griffin thing, the other night, it was funny, timing-wise, I was at a place called Need Pizza in Cedar Rapids after the show at Penguins. And me and Jeff Bodar were sitting there eating after the show. It was around midnight. My wife calls, and we're joking around, like, oh, are you being good? You know, that kind of thing. And this woman, who just happened to appear like the female version of Shrek, was standing next to me. And I took a photo. I took a quick photo. I thought it'd be cute. I took a quick photo, and I text my wife back. And I said, well, this is your competition. You know, this is these are the women that are around me right now. They can, you know, listen, I took a picture of her back. I didn't show her face. I didn't want to get, and I did that. And I thought, and of course, I had been had a little buzz going. So I thought, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go and say, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make a meme, and it said, you know, my wife, you know, one of the good things about touring through Iowa is my wife doesn't have to worry about me cheating. And I won't mention the comic's name. He's a veteran comic, been around. But he posted on it. He goes, scumbag post. I'm ashamed for you. What? And here's the interesting part of that. I respect the comic. We know each other. We're not good friends. We know each other. We're friends. I thought that was a bit fucked up. I thought you should at least, you know, if you felt that strong about it, perhaps you should have messaged me.
Private message.
Instead of using the word scumbag, because you basically, isn't that a way of, isn't he calling me a scumbag?
He is calling you a scumbag.
He technically called the post a scumbag.
Right, but.
Right.
So that's kind of like when you say, honey, I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm saying you're being a bitch.
Right. It's a distinction without a difference.
I gotcha. I've used that in the past, so perhaps I'll.
Well, I mean, you could be a bitch or just happen to be being a bitch once a month.
Yeah. Then you got an excuse to do it. So, you know, I listen, and I, and in all fairness, I deleted the post. One, because I was in Iowa. I was, you know, didn't want to,
I didn't see this post. I need to go back.
Yeah, well, I deleted it. That's the thing. I deleted it. It's on my Twitter. I didn't delete it off my Twitter because that's more of a tweet than a Facebook post. But, I just thought about it. So at first, I was a little surprised by the reaction and how, you know, and I'm like, and now I'm at days. I don't care. Anybody can act the way they want. I just said, well, if that's the way you're going to be, that's the shelf. It's like sparring, right, Cisco? When you're sparring in a martial arts, if you're in a ring in a martial arts and you're sparring and somebody throws really hard at you, that just means you could throw hard back.
Yeah.
Or you know what?
You can whine about it or you can fight back.
Yeah, just fucking, I understand where you're coming. Let's see. Some of our Facebook friends says here, Kathy, I love that she makes fun of everyone. Freedom of speech is diminished, was extreme. Yes, the apology. Yes, she apologized. Comedians will always offend. Get over wussies. Oh, okay. Just a liberal can't admit when somebody fucked up. Never mind. Anyway, and
No. We said she can do that. Let's just be an adult and take the consequences.
I think that's what you're missing there, Gio. Joe, our friend Joe from Facebook, who's, by the way, she said, I'm a little mad at my friend because she snapped out at me and she said that Kathy Griffin's funnier than me. She defended her. Well, she didn't really defend her. She just basically said, we're supposed to get over it. But like Cyril just said, we have no problem with what she did.
Awesome.
She's great for doing it. Fantastic for doing it. But at the same time, you have to deal with the repercussions.
Yeah, I'm tired. It's not even a liberal thing. I'm tired of people my age, younger than me and whatever, doing something wrong instead of just taking it on the chin and saying, you know what? I fucked up. I'm sorry. I have so much more respect for you than if you make excuses.
On the soccer field, we used to say, my bad. Huh. My bad, dude. You know, own up to it. Everybody makes mistakes. You can accept that. But it seems like the snowflake mentality is, oh, it's not my fault. I was raised improper. I didn't have the proper education. The education system let me down.
Give me a break.
My parents didn't spend enough time with me. You know, I got picked last in kickball. You know, there's always this.
I've been it since I was seven.
I thought of something funny. You know, as a fat kid, when I was younger, I was chubby. And I said, the only time you got picked first was for Red Rover. you wouldn't get picked first for kickball. But Red Rover, that was the game where the big kid.
Wow.
You know, and listen, I dealt with it. People said, like, the idea of one of my comics said that picture I took was fat shaming. And I said, well, that's why I didn't take her face. You know, it was more of an imagery. And I thought it was cute.
Plus, it's not like you're saying, like, oh, I'm better, look, you know. And
right.
You didn't show her face. It wasn't.
Yeah. So. And that was humorous. And, you know, listen, for those of you who didn't see the post, go to my Twitter at Dougie Dangerous and you can go find it. I made this comment, and I'm going to stick by it this week on Facebook and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. We have become a country striving to be treated equal. We have become a country no longer interested in being treated equally, but more importantly, to be treated specially. you know, I had an interaction with a gay comic this weekend. It was all a verbal interaction. There was no physical interaction. But we, you know, we were talking, and the guy was, you know, he was a bit obnoxious and stuff, about personality wise. But you know, we went over this thing about gay marriage, and I'm okay with it. Everybody should be treated equal, have equal rights, and all that good stuff. But the only thing I'm sick of is when people want to be treated special,
like women.
Like, well, women need to be like a husband should treat his wife special,
yeah.
Right? You should treat your kids special.
Kids,
right, until they fuck up, then you got to give them an ass whipping.
No,
I'm just saying.
I agree with that. Look, I'm from the Midwest. You're not scaring me.
No, listen. I've said this before. My dad never hit me, but I was always scared I'd get hit. Trust me.
Yeah.
I never wanted to make
it's
my dad mad.
It's just the threat.
Just the fear of
all
it.
All you needed was the
his
threat.
Eyes.
Yeah,
they had the eyes back then.
My dad never hit me either, but only because he had bad aim.
Yeah,
because I was fast.
My dad never hit me. He had no arms. He'd kick me.
Kicked me a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Zero's dad hit me.
The last thing I want to talk about in the opening part of the show today is minimum wage. You know, as a financial person, based on the levels of income and the mean incomes, I think the minimum wage should and could be raised. The right amount is to be determined. But I will say this. Somebody posted something on Facebook, and it said, you know, a person who works on minimum wage cannot afford a one-bedroom apartment. And I said, you know, the last time I made minimum wage is when I was in high school. And when I was in high school, I lived with my parents. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to afford a one-bedroom apartment living on, I don't know about you guys, but I don't know if I was in my 30s if I'd be content and starting asking for shit if I was still making minimum wage.
Oh.
Think about personal value.
Right.
Right? I mean, whatever purpose is, think of any adult that's making a minimum wage. Why are they making a minimum wage? They're useless? When's the last time you made minimum wage, Ciro?
I don't know. Not since
yeah,
I was
you obviously
16?
Haven't. Yeah, you have. It's been a long time 16? Since you made. You know, driving that nice SUV in here. You know what I'm saying? I just don't get it. Like, I think it's time. And if anything, we're in an era where we're tired. There's no more handouts. This is a time where everybody's got to earn their own. Everybody's got to bring something to the table. Everybody's got to produce. Get up and produce. Do something.
It's weird. I read this in a book recently. Maybe it was Tools of Titan by Tim Ferriss. You guys know who that mm-hmm. is? And he was saying that eventually it's going to be a right that everyone just gets a salary regardless of what their job is. And that is eventually going to be a civil right, and that we will ultimately make more stuff that way.
Well, for example, isn't that the way it is in Norway because of the richness of the country? Like, the country is so rich and their populace is so small in that the GDP of the country allows them to get a certain amount either way.
Right.
Like, and that's just because of the country itself, its own wealth.
Well, that makes sense.
But we're not that, you know, but you're right. People are eventually just going to stipend every, you know, just for existing.
Well,
if it was,
which might, it could go either
for
way.
For a common goal, I think the country could come together, but not for this, I want a better SUV than you.
Yeah, that's
my
true.
Jordans are red, yours are blue, you're
well,
obviously
well, that's
a dick.
Like, there's a consumerism issue going on. Like, even like,
it doesn't even compute.
But people even in higher wealth brackets now are spending a lot more than they used to. It's totally all consumerized. Consumerized is not a word, but.
Well, the problem is if you do that in a free economy, when people have the money, they spend it, and therefore the prices go up. It's always relative.
Right.
I when you explain that, if I make $100,000 in Florida and I move to New York with the same pay rate,
yeah,
it's a cut. You know, it's like a 20-30% pay cut. And my buying power just moving to another state. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here at Ciro Dobrik.
What's going on, everybody?
And special co-host Lindsay Glazer.
What's up?
And we'll be back with things you need to know, although we thought we started with something like that. But these are things you really need to know about that you may not have heard on mainstream news. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jose Sardui, and you are listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Or as my dad would say, this is Jose Sardui, and you listening to the Wake Up with Dougie Late Show. He wake up late. Is he lazy? I don't understand. Okay, bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
We'll be right back.
tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Those Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Flew out of the Indianapolis airport this weekend. Boy, that's a nice little place.
Is it?
Yeah, you could pick it up and put it in somebody's front yard if you want.
That's tiny.
It's a Hot Wheels racetrack.
Basically. That's
and
simple.
I can't help but tell everybody, if you travel a lot and you don't have TSA PreCheck, you're an idiot.
Oh, TSA PreCheck is the fucking best.
It's the best, man.
Yeah, just scoot on through.
That's right. You don't take your shoes off. You leave your laptop. Liquid. Although I was mad when I flew out there. I ended up having, I forgot, I brought like my wife bought new shaving cream and I had the whole thing and it goes, well, I have to take this out. I'm like, man, it's a new thing. And I'm looking down there. I got all that shit down there. You know, they take it to the swap shop.
Yeah, of course.
Sell it.
But TSA PreCheck doesn't print every time. That's the only bad part.
I've had it happen to mine and I go back and hey, you know, make sure.
I do
it
too.
Yeah. But if you have your TIN number, right? Travel identification.
Yeah. You can do it.
Usually it's always on there. Although when I got to gate A or B, wherever I was, they didn't have the TSA open, but the lady says, it's real nice. No, you can go through B. You'll walk around. I'm like, because it was packed.
That's nice.
And I got, I get used to it. It's a TSA PreCheck. I show up, an hour before the flight.
I know. And then if you don't have it, What do you fly? Which airline?
I like Southwest is my favorite airline now.
Good. Virgin's mine.
Usually Southwest.
Yeah, I love Southwest is great when you want to get one way, you could get a good one way ticket, and then the bank. If you don't go, you have to cancel. It's in your account anyway.
Well, that's the nice part.
You don't have to worry about losing money because you have to change it. It just sits in your travel bank.
That's awesome. That's cool about Southwest.
Just saying.
I just lost like $250 from a Delta flight I had to book for someone who told me I was booked and I wasn't. I'm like, oh.
Earlier today, being our segment of What You Need to Know, earlier today my friend Bobby Grazioso mentioned to me an interesting fact that I have to look over the numbers, but bottled water is more expensive than gasoline.
Wow.
Has anybody actually realized that? Are you aware that water...
Yeah.
Nestle doesn't want to hear that. Everybody's fighting Nestle because they're trying to make it. They're saying it's a privilege to have water, not a.
Well, they did it a few years ago that they said that all this bottled water is just tap water in a bottle.
Yeah.
Basically what they say.
But clean water rights are going to be the next big thing.
It is the next oil. And so Bobby was on to something there. Now, I own CGW is an ETF you can buy, which, by the way, is water production companies like that if you want to invest in it. As a financial advisor, I have to tell you that don't take my advice. Seek professional advisors and get a prospectus and review your financial needs before making any investment decision. Now,
or you can just send your money to www.lindsayglazer@paypal.com.
There you go. Exactly. I thought that was interesting. But I drank tap water. I've read all this stuff about tap water, how it's good for you. It's not bad. And being in Iowa, it was, the water comes out frigid. When you're in a hotel and you've been drinking all night, you're like, oh, there's no bottled water. I'm like, oh, this is, you don't want to drink it. But then I go to the faucet, I get a glass, and it's like Avion. You know what I mean? It's like this is Zephyr Hills, baby. And it was frigid. It was like frozen. Like,
that's crazy.
Water comes out in Florida like lukewarm. At your tap.
I was at Snappers and the headliner, Jim Dalakis, was saying he was drinking water. He said, you guys, this water tastes like sulfur, but you get adjusted to wherever you are.
Right.
Yeah. I did mention in the first segment and opening the show that Saudi Arabia basically cuts their ties with Qatar. And now everybody's blaming it's Trump's fault.
It's not Trump's fault, but it might make it even easier to create terrorists now.
You think so?
Could be.
It could be easier to create terrorists?
They already have terrorists. They're already harboring them. Then you take away any form of, support from Saudi Arabia or whatever, and, terrorists recruit people by finding people who don't have anything left to live for.
Right.
And I read something recently. In some cases, they treat it the way they treat, sexual trafficking victims. They, kidnap these people. They get them addicted to drugs and, train them and brainwash them and then send them to do suicide bombing. But even if they don't do that, they think, I'm poor. I can't make any money. Saudi Arabia has cut us off.
So what you're saying, Lindsay, is it's best if we just nuke the fucking place. Let's just get rid of them. If they're going to all turn bad anyway, let's just clean the fridge.
Something.
Right? I mean, it's like cleaning the fridge. I mean, this is the interesting thing about this. It's all right. So you have a country that's obviously, they're secretly, opposing the free world.
Right.
for whatever
they're that secret.
And it's not
right,
that secret.
Right. They exactly. we don't think that we know that we think, you know, all that. So, but if we then do something that they now they're going to escalate it to a new level. So what do you do? You know, it's still, you know, we got to do something.
The only thing is the problem is we're in a warfare culture still.
And it's asymmetrical.
And we're going to need to go all the way, sir. All the way.
That's right. Clean the fridge. Dubai, the Arab world's biggest powers, cut ties with Qatar on Monday over alleged support for Islamists and Iran, reopening a fastening wound 2 weeks after the United States President Trump put his hands on that golden globe. Or that mystical sphere. That was pretty cool. I mean, it was cool and weird and fucked up in the same time.
Well, it's a huge tracking of terrorist activity, right? Where the money goes.
I think they're going to start filming the most recent 24 there. And we need Jack Bauer. That's all we need. You know,
I was concerned about Trump riding around in Saudi Arabia because there was way too much motorcade footage.
Yeah.
Like... last time we saw that kind of motorcade footage.
Yeah.
Somebody's cool. Head turned to a concrete hat.
Yeah. Somebody came a celebrity that day. It was unbelievable.
15 minutes of fame, baby. I don't know. I just think that, by the way, with that being said, you know, the attack came in England, driving, you know, hitting people with cars and stuff. And, you know, one thing I will say, Trump, you know, came out and basically, you know, here's the thing. The mayor of London basically said, look, we should all be fine. We should be calm. Meaning, like, we're watching over this. We're taking care of this. Now, you're a big, strong Trump supporter. So do you think the way he commented, do you think that was cool? Or you think you maybe should have held back on that kind of critique?
Listen, the only thing that has worked so far is by going further than they've gone. It's the only thing. Everything else, this contemplation, this trying to appease the situation here and there has led to more attacks.
So, in other words, look, why play fair with somebody who doesn't play fair?
Right. They have no rules.
You can't. The mayor is just basically, it's nice you want to calm your citizens by saying, look, everything's going to be fine, don't worry, as opposed to creating panic by saying, look, you know, what's the... what's her name? May, the prime minister,
Theresa May
of England.
Finally had to say it.
Yeah, you know? This is enough's enough. Enough's enough.
Did you see Ricky Gervais on Twitter was supporting Corbyn? Did you see it?
No.
It was surprising to me, actually.
Really?
No.
Supporting the guy?
No.
I think Theresa May does a good job. She's pretty impressive to me. Oh. You know?
Well, I don't know. It's...
No, Ricky Gervais seemed relatively liberal, but Jeremy Corbyn...
He's rolling... Is he?
Ricky, I thought he was.
Not Ricky. I'm talking about the one he's supporting.
No, he's not. I mean, I guess you could call it liberal or... Well, I don't know.
The new liberal, maybe?
Yeah, it's new liberal. It's progressive.
Neoliberalism.
Which is right back to where we were in, you know, Germany.
So it's gross. I mean, progressive.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, you guys know that you know, CNN claims to be like the most fair news, and that they're really sensitive. They're not like they think Trump's a racist, right? They basically say how, you know, what it was interesting. I don't know if you guys saw the story, but CNN host makes a racist comment to the 12-year-old who won the spelling bee.
Oh no! What do you say?
How do you spell it?
I think. You know, no, it's not like I said, you know, like, listen.
Spells xenophobia.
Yeah.
X-E.
And CNN host is accused of making what some are saying is a racist remark to a 12-year-old Scripps Spelling Bee champion, Anaya Vinay, who the host said likely misspelled a word on air because its root is not Sanskrit.
That's funny.
And also racist.
That's super racist. That's like the I was really
like wait, what
with the Chinese eye thing. I thought it was funny, and then it all came out. And I'm like, oh,
I'll apologize and say it was the Russians' fault.
It was the Russians
because that has something to do with like being able to spell word because we all need to be Latin to be able to spell the
host. Ilison Camerota, who made the comment, and Chris Cuomo jokingly asked her to spell Kofafi. which is the way I pronounce the. Now, I guess, in everybody who's trying to say who was trying to spell was
coverage.
Why was that a big deal?
I don't even know what anyone's talking about.
Trump tweeted something a few days ago, something about the media, COFFE, which COVFEFE.
It was just a typo.
Of course it was.
All right. Like, he didn't. Like,
anything they wanted to get. I don't know. Maybe they have to have run out of news.
Well, did you also see the thing on Facebook that somebody was posting that they caught CNN basically shooting a mock or fake news story about Muslims protesting something, which...
That's not even sort of surprising.
Yeah. Anya, who is of Indian origin, was born and raised in Fresno, California, and has just been named the 2017 champion. The previous evening, an Indian-American child won the competition every year since 2008.
You know, when you said Sanskrit, all I can think of is PCU. You guys ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Where he's giving out all the assignments and he's like, yeah, what's your major? Sanskrit. Oh, you majored in a 10,000-year-old dead language. Latin. Best I can do.
That here. That's with, what's his name? Ari Gold, right?
Was it that movie? Ari Gold.
Gosh. Again, you know, we got to be thicker skinned, and that's what happened when Trump got elected. People got tired of his political correctness, and let's be thicker skinned. You know, somebody said, like what I was talking about earlier, that somebody said, hey, you know, here's a guy that talked about grabbing the pussy, and a guy, hey, but here's the thing. Again, like you were talking about, people dealing with the consequences of what happened. He said it. He was recorded. Nobody wants to have their private conversations aired to the rest of the world, but it can happen. And you know what? If it happens and the people still vote you in the president of the United States, what the you've dealt with it, right? Isn't that basically saying you've dealt with it? You know, if comics don't like me and they're pissed at me and this and that, but I'm getting booked in different clubs, what the fuck do I, you know?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't.
No.
Just saying. But, it must have been in Sanskrit. Fucking funny, huh, CNN guy? Fucking
assholes. CNN lost all credibility.
I got to get that mic in front of you again.
CNN lost all credibility 10 years ago.
All right, I got to edit that. Never mind.
You have to edit it?
No, I just got to, you know, the sounds, you know.
CNN.
Look at this guy.
Complete news network.
Yeah. No nonsense. did you guys hear, all right, where am I? All right. Did you guys hear about this girl who hacked the Uber driver with a machete and a knife?
I saw it.
Vaguely.
I mean, the girl, 12-year-old.
She was 12.
No, I'm sorry. No, she wasn't 12.
She was young,
Spelling
though.
Bee chick was. But this girl stole a hatchet and a knife from Walmart. Oh. Mind you.
Was it on the special deal table?
Yeah, it was like right next to the Hammer, MC Hammer CDs. Yeah. Help me, I'm going to die. An Illinois teen girl allegedly killed Uber driver with a knife and machete. It says here that a teenage girl was charged as an adult with murder for allegedly attacking an Uber driver with a knife and a machete on Wednesday in Lincolnwood, Illinois. Alizi Wozni, 16.
Stupid ISIS.
She a terrorist?
First degree murder charge was denied bail.
Jinx.
Grant Nelson, 34, early Tuesday morning after she... allegedly stolen a knife and machete from the Walmart in Skokie.
Wait. Grant Nelson was the victim?
Yes, Grant Nelson, 34-year-old.
I blame Skokie.
Well, where does it say he's from?
It says he's from Indiana, but...
fucked up. I went to school with a guy named Grant Nelson. Just make sure it wasn't.
You guys are on the same age?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm going to call him. I'll text him, hey, man.
I don't think he's going to answer.
Yeah.
According to the news,
he's dead.
Okay. Nelson managed to pull over in his Hyundai and escape the car, running to a nearby building. The victim runs to the lobby door and is heard banging and screaming, help me, I'm going to die.
Oh, my God. Mm. What's her motivation?
There is none. There is nothing. She's just being held. No further information. Now, you know, what the hell can a 16-year-old, is it a bath salts thing? Is it a bad drug experience again?
Was it recruited? I mean, we don't have any information, but she could have been recruited as a terrorist.
Could have been a terrorist activity.
She could just be like a lone wolf, you know, like ISIS tries to incite those guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's me because I'm trying to adjust you because I'm just making your gain higher. That's all.
Is it good?
What?
Hold on.
I don't know what that means. I need to start doing push-ups, strength gains.
Like, he's right on it, and you're a mile away from it, so I'm just adjusting you.
Okay, good.
That's good.
We good? Sarah was trying to blow his mic.
No, I don't.
Come on, Sarah. By the way, did you get my my email?
No.
I'm going to be headlining at Coconuts in St. Pete next week, Wednesday through Saturday. And so I get to get a few guest spots, you know. So I reached out. Now, you were just there, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I reached out to you and Nadim and a couple other South Florida comics who I recognize as working hard and they actually made me laugh, and I offered them guest spots to come by one of those nights that were there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate
Bob's
that.
Bob's a nice guy. This is Jackie.
Yeah. So if you didn't get that email, that's a thing. I didn't get
that email, Doug.
Well, I know you didn't go. I know you've just recently been there. Now, I sent it out to a few people, about five comics. And I was thinking, should I tell them not to say this to anybody else?
No, fuck
then,
it. Who
then somebody else
shit?
Is going to go like, oh, how come you didn't ask me to go?
Because I don't think you're funny and you're not working hard.
Well, I don't want to say that. You know what I mean? These are.
I think we all know who you are by now.
Yeah.
Everyone, it's comedy subjective. It doesn't mean anything. Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
Honesty is the best policy.
I mean, so many people come up to me and say, I'm like, I don't fucking care. I'm head down, write your jokes, and try and get better.
I had fun at Novelty a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you did great.
It was a fun room.
Who was there that night? Darius.
Darius.
Fazel.
And
it was a good night.
And Ethan Moore.
Ethan.
And... one of your cousin or that
Dan
older gentleman?
Dan Glazer, that's my dad's
Daniel
cousin.
Daniel Glazer.
Wow, he did a lot of time.
He did?
Yeah. I'll be honest, I was back there going, how long is this guy doing? And he covered almost every joke.
This was 2-3 months.
Yeah. I was wondering how many of those were actually his jokes, but he did good.
That's funny. He actually, I'm surprised he did that much time because he wrote me in the middle when I was at Punchline in Atlanta that his mom had some sort of heart attack.
Yeah, well, I thought it was interesting because he started with really dirty material then kind of went off into some other... It's always great when somebody comes out with a really dirty
He's probably jokes. Like, oh, this right is my cousin's room. I can do whatever.
Yeah, why not? You know, listen,
owners of the venue said, Dan, you think I don't know this. The owners of the venue told me you're making fun of me at my own mic, at the mic stand.
Yep, that was one of the rules for the next show. By the way,
hi to Perry Sachs. How come you didn't ask me? See, there you go. I didn't, you know, fuck. I messed up.
Perry, don't worry. You can open for me soon.
Yeah, I'm sure she wants you to open her.
We didn't
her
know you were replaced by a machine.
She wants me to open her.
Lindsay wants you to open her, Perry. Open for her.
No, I'm going to hire that vibrator.
There you go. It's a lot cheaper.
And I don't have to pay for his college in 18 years.
Doesn't talk as much. All right, we got a couple things left here on things you need to know. You guys will be excited to hear that marijuana, 15 cities with the most pot users.
Yeah. Are we one of them?
Well, that's interesting. You know, here's the thing. I did notice this. I thought this was funny. In Cedar Rapids, Iowa... The streets there aren't like any major city. Like, you can't jaywalk in New York because you get killed. Miami, you get run over. And not only can you jaywalk when you're in downtown Cedar Rapids, but you can have a fucking kickball game.
Everyone will stop.
And there's nobody going by. Like, I went on stage on Saturday. I thought it was funny. I went up there. I go, boy, Cedar Rapids, the home of the jaywalkers. I go, you could have no legs and get across. You could be a jaywalker here in fucking Cedar Rapids with no legs. That's how great it is here. Top 15 cities of marijuana use.
Yeah, did they include this, like smoking or edibles? Did they do any of the comparison?
Well, that's, let's see. Number 15, Boston, Massachusetts.
Uh-oh.
It's one of the 27 states, along with Washington, D.C., that permits medical marijuana use.
Those Eastern Northeasterners need some pot.
Yeah.
How cold it gets. Oh, my God.
Man, yeah.
I wish we could get recreational use. Yeah, I guess that means when you smoke pot, you got to have a baseball hat on or a tennis racket in your hand.
You have to wear a jock strap.
Yeah, that might be. Yeah. Why are you taking your pants off while I'm smoking weed? I got a jock on with a cup. Number 14, Bangor, Maine. Well, I guess, you know.
Those Northeastern.
What else you
going to
do there? What else you going to do there? Yeah.
There's a lot of writers there.
Number 13, Portland, Oregon. Well, nobody was smoking pot this weekend. Everybody's trying to beat the shit out of each other with brass knuckles.
Portland, where that crazy dude went crazy too?
The stabbing, right? You're talking about?
Yeah.
When he was making racial comments to the Muslim girl. And he's too young. What a fucking. Now, you know, what was interesting of that story was that, you know, the help. You know, that the people that helped, the homeless guy helped or something like that, the guy who got stabbed. And,
right.
You know, what an ass. And did you see the guy when when he was in front of the magistrate, whatever, when he was getting his hearing or, his, you know, when they bring him in, he was just loudmouthed. It's freedom of speech. You know, I killed him. You know, and this guy's a fucking loon. And the funny thing is, when people see that, they associate people with that with every Trump voter.
Yeah.
I love when they say, that's a typical Trump voter. Yeah, that's a typical Trump voter. I bet he didn't vote.
I can guarantee he probably didn't vote.
No.
Number two, killing people, you don't vote.
Number 12, Fort Collins, Colorado. I'm looking to book the Loonies in Colorado Springs soon, so I can't wait to go there. Oh, yeah, I love being in Colorado.
It's recreational there, but the mayor does not want it.
Really? Well,
why? It's created tons of new jobs and like increased
the economy
their
in Colorado. Everybody's is unbelievable.
Skyrocketing.
Everybody got money back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just from the weed sales. That's
number 11. Burlington.
My condo in Vail.
Burlington, Vermont, is number 13. What did I say? Yeah.
Burlington.
Is that where they make the coats? Number 10, Washington, D.C. Well, that explains all the laziness in Capitol Hill.
Yeah, sure. Well, they're getting a really bad shit there.
Number 9, Redding, California. Where's that, northern?
Is that where Pacific University is, I think so? Yeah, it's north, northwest.
North?
Yeah, the northern section of California. Everybody in Northern California is just high from all the smoke that's coming down from Oregon fire. And Washington. Number 8, Warwick and East Greenwich, Rhode Island. Well, it's there. It's legal there, isn't it?
Should be.
No clue.
Well, you know, listen, I don't need to read. Listen, these are all places where it's legal. You know what I mean? Of course they're going to get high.
They better.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, what kind of, you know, if you're going to give me news, is this CNN? Number 7, Seattle, Washington.
Also recreationally, I don't know.
Right. Number 6, Newport and Bristol, Rhode Island. Again, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
That's a cool little town, by the way, Rhode Island. There's a lot of tax benefits out there, isn't there? Like, right. Rhode Island has, like, been? I know it has, like, some estate tax benefits.
Nice. So you show your husband.
Wow. Yeah, you can. 15, yeah. And number 4, Aspen, Durango, Grand Junction, and Telluride, Colorado, where you all go skiing high.
Yeah.
That explains it. I think ever since they allowed snowboarding, it, like, correlated with, like, increasing.
Yeah, the snowboards. Snowboarders, like, well, we got to get it legal here, man.
We have to get it legal.
Number 3, Charleston, Narragansett, and South Kingston, Rhode Island. Again, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island's all over the map.
That place is just high because it's just Rhode Island's so small. If one person smokes, everybody smokes.
Yeah,
it's like how the population works.
They hotbox the city or the state.
Yeah. What's up, Ralph Civilano? Just touring through these places. It took 5 hours for the second crew to find stage door.
Bet you're not going to find a town in Texas on that list.
That's no. What I'm, yeah, no? Yeah.
No
Why?
One's getting high in Texas.
No?
Well, they are. But.
In Austin.
Let's see. Number 2, Denali, Fairbanks, and Nome, Alaska. Well, again, what are you going to do there anyway? You know, you sit in your house.
Do you do comedy out there, Dougie? Have you been out?
Alaska?
Yeah.
I've never been to Alaska.
Oh, that should be your next on your list.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be fun. How many comedy clubs you got? There. I got one. And number 1, the number 1 use of marijuana in the city of anywhere in the country is San Francisco, right. California.
So why are they so offended about everything? They should be calm.
Should be lightened up, right? Yeah. Well, they are light. You should lighten up that you're lightened up.
And your wife should not let you go to Alaska. Because
no.
There's like 55 men to like one woman. So if there's even like a little, like a good man anywhere.
So I won't be posting those types of memes. My wife always worries when I tour in Alaska. Look at this hot bitch. That's sexist. Anyway, this is
this
the way.
This is the only hot bitch in Alaska.
Yeah.
Let go of my igloo.
Like on my igloo.
This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Ciro Dobrik.
Hey.
And of course, our special co-host today, Lindsay Glazer.
Special Ed. Lindsay, yes.
Did I say?
No, I said special Ed. You said special.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I'm just making a stupid joke. Now everyone's going to be like, I'm fucking offended. Why are you making fun of me?
Oh, God. I feel like people are like correcting me on Facebook.
Special too.
Yeah, well, at least people give a damn.
No, I think those people should be struck down
and
fucking lightning that try to grammatically correct you on Facebook.
Oh, grammar Nazi?
Yeah,
they
can, you know.
I just silently judge your grammar in my head.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who the fuck cares? No. Anyway, we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida. Tired of arguing with your friends on Facebook about who's right and wrong? Why not go out to a comedy show? Here's some suggestions for you. I'll be in Coral Springs, Florida on June 7th at Tavolino della Notte's for the Wise Guys Comedy Show. June 14th through the 17th, you can catch me at Coconuts Comedy Club in St. Pete Beach, Florida. June 20th, I'll be at Lexington, South Carolina at the Comedy Zone located in Moonshiners. On June 21st, I'll be in Salisbury, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone that's located in the City Tavern. June 22nd, going to be in Georgia at the Loft in Columbus, Georgia. And on Saturday, June 24th, you can catch me at Fort Walton Beach, Florida, at the Comedy Zone located at the Block. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com and be sure to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Thanks for listening. Go out and see some live comedy in your neighborhood and have fun. Take care, everybody.
This is Ciro Dobrik on the Waking Up Late with Dougie show. Let's get wild and crazy and talk about comedy.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Because that's what comics do.
That's our thing.
Dude, we probably don't really have to go outside of Florida to get these headlines.
A lot of them seem to come from here. They really do. Here's our first story. Tainted buffet at Jacksonville Strip Club. Blamed after severe diarrhea incident on stage.
Oh, gross.
I think I'm going to give that chick a dollar. She looks like she needs it to wipe her ass.
Jesus.
Can you imagine?
Why would you as a stripper eat at the buffet? Don't you know better?
I guess. Well, it's not that they're making good decisions.
This week only featuring at the Jacksonville Strip Club, brown showers.
Yeah. She's known as the party pooper.
Oh, gross.
I mean... That what like listen isn't that, isn't
you
that
imagine like, if you're like first time going to a strip club?
Some guy's bachelor party.
Oh my
right,
God.
And the girl's ready to dance for him. And she shits all over him.
The guy has a story for life.
A popular strip club in Jacksonville, Florida, has been closed until further notice after several dancers contracted diarrhea last Friday. The cause of the incident was which remains under investigation. But somebody thinks it's the bad scrambled eggs from the buffet.
Oh my God.
It's actually probably some bitchy stripper who's mad who gave everyone a laxative in their drink.
According to the reports, the strip club was nearly full on Friday night when the incident occurred, and both staff and customers reported to have eaten from the buffet, the free one. You get what you pay for. Oof. Shitty
both
drawers.
Both in food and strippers.
Which included the usual selection of ribs, chicken, and deep-fried shrimp. Ugh. Which the result of lab analysis are yet to come back. One source familiar with the investigation told reporters the bad shrimp was most likely the cause of the diarrhea because they found shrimp tails in the shit.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Who's eating shrimp tails all the
patrons of the venue who were sitting near the stage were the most directly affected by the incident, which occurred close to 11 p.m. according to the witness. At the venue, three dancers were performing on separate poles when the first sign of trouble emerged. At first, I picked up a bad smell. Which can happen at strip clubs at occasion. I thought maybe the guy next to me had farted, said the witness, who declined to be named, of course, because according to my wife, I was at the YMCA that night. However, the smell got worse, and I noticed that a lot of other guys were looking around to see what it was. It was at this point that the first dancer to suffer from diarrhea was unable to control her bowels any longer, and a stream of brown liquid gushed out of her ass. It was absolutely disgusting, he told the journalist. A number of guests immediately puked, and I personally ran out
right
the
now.
Exit.
I'm going to puke right now.
Next coming up to the stage, Mocha.
Oh, stop.
Mocha.
Sarah, stop.
You're up on deck.
Hey, I want that fucking T-shirt now.
Sarah, oh, my God.
You're right. When they have the fucking two-for-ones, you get a T-shirt.
God. Ew.
Here comes our stripper Mocha, and if you get a dance from her, she'll bring her own
sometimes
toilet paper.
They parade them all out during a song, right? Imagine that the diarrheas are in the middle, so you got the people in the front and the diarrheas. And the
oh, my God.
Keep on walking, you're like, oh, no.
The other dancers on stage also suffered from diarrhea soon after they were forced to abandon their performance. They had a hard time getting off the stage. Said one witness who stayed to watch the aftermath, you know, because he's a freak.
Oh, God.
High heels and diarrhea don't mix, he said. Some of the guests who had been enjoying the show also contracted diarrhea, and they were rushed. They were on rush to the men's room, which unfortunately did not have enough stalls. That's a bad situation. Cleaners who were hired to deal with this mess, let's call them the lucky crew, reportedly were shocked at the condition of the venue. Strip clubs are generally dirty places, but this was a whole new level.
Oh, my God.
One of the cleaning staff said, in my time, I've seen feces and urinals once or twice, but never in the sinks.
Oh, my God.
Unless he's doing an upper-decker. Jim Florentine was adding an effort to compensate customers for the incident. The venue's management took a social media to offer free entry.
Oh.
You want to come back to the shit box?
In unrelated news, most of the town contracted pink eye.
By the way, Perry Sack liked your comment. Our dancer Mocha. Mocha Latte.
Aw.
That's a great story, man. Like you said, how great would that be? Some guy's first time to a strip club. We're going to give Johnny a dance. Come here, baby.
Oh, no.
And you know how like they make you stand there sometimes with a dollar bill in your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. See, this is definitely not news. This isn't stuff you needed to know.
This is
stuff that's good to know. You have to know this. Yeah. Woman, 82, arrested after scuffle with TSA officers at the Wichita Airport.
See, you know what? She deserves a badge.
Yeah, in
she
Wichita.
Be arrested. What was she arrested for?
Well, because she was fighting with a TSA agent.
But what was the circumstance?
Well, the TSA agent wanted to feel her puss.
Really?
God only knows why. An 82-year-old woman was arrested and booked into Sedgwick County Jail this week after she allegedly struck a TSA agent, officer who tried to confiscate an oversized bottle of liquid from a carry-on bag she planned to take on a flight.
To touch my schnapps.
The woman who lives in Texas was in Wichita with her elderly husband for a reunion. They were scheduled to return home on early Wednesday. 82-year-old arrested at the airport says she was wrong, but police overreacted.
For sure they overreacted. My grandfather, he's passed away now, but several years ago he was on a flight with my grandmother there, but passed away, and some guy kept bumping into him, like, the whole flight. And finally, like they land, and the guy, like drops his briefcase on my grandfather's head. And my grandfather must have been, like, 88 at the time. He passed away at 98. And he turns around, he takes off the guy's glasses, stomps on them, and punches this guy in the face.
Wow.
The police get called, and my grandmother tells the police, you know, what happened and, like, what's going on, and they're like, we're not going to arrest him if he agrees to pay for the glasses. And my grandfather goes, I'm not paying for that asshole's glasses. He goes, you're paying for the glasses, Irv. And then they didn't arrest
him. It's done. It's perfect. Wow. Well, they said that she went to jail. Hey. She spent about a couple hours in jail, and then when the airline realized what happened, they had her released.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
That wasn't until she got gang raped by four inmates.
Which she probably enjoyed because she probably hadn't had sex.
Yeah, she didn't
want to
get out.
Years,
she says, come back tomorrow, Harry.
I'm out, for real?
I need to do a little time. I was a bad girl.
So bad.
I thought this was funny. I heard this story. If you're a New York Met fan, you know what's happening. The fanatic, what's his name? The team Met mascot? Metropolis or whatever his name is?
The baseball dude?
Mr. Met gives a fan the finger.
That's so Met.
I love to see when mascots get pissed. Isn't that the funniest thing when they get out
of... When they get out of control?
Absolutely. In New York, even Mr. Met is frustrated with team's disappointing start. New York's funny-looking mascot flashed his middle finger at a fan during Wednesday night's 7-1 loss to the Milwaukee Brewers.
Wow.
Why?
It says the team's employees who didn't, they never wore the costume again. A person tweeted a video of the incident, which soon went viral online, and the club quickly issued a statement. We apologize for the inappropriate actions of this employee. The Mets said in an email attributed to the organization, we do not condone the middle finger. We are dealing with this matter internally.
Wow.
We're going to, now the Met mascot doesn't have any fingers.
I think it
just has mittens.
You know,
just has two big mittens, no fingers. So now when the Mets lose, he's just going to go like this.
The DNC. You know what I mean? I don't know if you saw that.
By the way, I just thought somebody, where'd it go? Ah, never mind. But they hired a new guy already. They got a new mascot. Can you imagine you're the guy who's been on hold? You've been waiting for the guy to die or something. You're next. You're like the underling.
You're the understudy for the Mets baseball guy?
Yeah, the understudy. He's like sitting there going, I'm never going to get this job. Oh my God, I'm so lucky.
How do you think that thing went viral? I've been watching him for years.
I knew I'd catch him.
He was like taking a page out of the Patriots book.
For years.
You fucked up, Mr. Met.
It looked like the middle finger, but it was actually the ring finger. And then one day, he had that middle finger up.
Here's a story. Sugar Baby. Here, I don't know if you heard of this woman. Yes. She's a high-level prostitute.
The travel girl, right?
The travel girl. Sugar Baby says she's addicted to travel, not the sex.
She's addicted to the money.
She's hot as balls.
She's addicted to the money.
Meet the glamorous woman who jets all over the world and travels, dates with married men and other total strangers, but insists she's not a gold digger.
No,
she just has an entrepreneurial spirit.
That's right. Yeah. Heidi Pandora, 24, who's currently unemployed and describes herself as a full-time traveler, has visited more than 20 countries during her 3 years on dating site Miss Travel. Former masseuse Heidi, she's got good hands, who lives in Orlando, Florida, told the news, some of the guys on the site are married. I don't see it as such a big deal to have sex with a married man. I like her spirit, by the way. If they're married and looking somewhere else, they're not happy.
That's right. It's not her problem. She didn't make those vows at the altar.
Some of them don't have any sexual relations with their wives anymore. I'm sure that's what the guy says. Oh, my wife doesn't let me ever. She never, you know.
She always has a headache.
Oh, you're so nice.
But Heidi, who has visited glamorous locations, including Dubai, Morocco, Hawaii, Aruba. Fuck, maybe I'll go out and fuck some rich dudes. And Thailand with wealthy men she's met on the site.
What's the website again?
Miss Travel.
This lost stuff is getting old.
Yeah, right? Claims she never feels pressured about sex. Well, these guys got money. I'm sure they're smooth. They're not amateurs. I'm like, okay, let's fuck. Imagine flying all the way to Mumbai or India or some shit, you know, and you're in Spain and something. And as soon as she gets off the plane, he just bangs her in the bathroom. 3 minutes later, you spend 10 grand, she's gone.
There you go.
Hey, man. If you're going to spend that much money, you better last.
They do it.
She's got a nice coolie, by the way. Heidi, who has 21 at the time, had just about $2,500 in the bank when she started doing this. Not a bad thing.
So she's enterprising.
They have that site, that golddiggers.com.
Sugarbaby.com.
Sugarbaby.com.
Listen, it's the oldest.
Land
it's the oldest
opportunity.
Profession in the world.
Right.
I forget. I think it was April Macy. I don't remember which comic was saying this, but she's like, you know, these young girls, they move to L.A. and they hand you an old man with money.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Well, that's pretty funny.
Papa John's employees caught selling cocaine in pizza boxes.
It probably made their pizza taste better.
Well, you don't know. Have you ever been on cocaine and wanted to eat pizza?
Nope.
I've never been on cocaine or wanted to eat pizza.
No, you don't eat pizza?
Mm-mm.
You don't eat pizza?
No, not down here.
Oh.
From Chicago.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
All right, so you only eat pizza in Chicago?
Yeah.
It's the only place where it's good.
Well, kind of.
What do you prefer, the deep dish or the New York style?
New York style.
Yeah. If I'm hungry, I would say this. If I was ever really hungry, I hadn't eaten in a long time, and I had a choice, I'd probably want the deep dish.
Right,
I'd probably
want
Yeah.
East.
I want to have one of those.
But don't get me wrong, a good Sicilian every now and again.
That's the thing about pizza. Sometimes I'd rather have thin crust with extra sauce and some cheese. One of my favorite pizzas like that, like the place, Sicilian Oven, great place in Coral Springs.
Yeah, really good place.
They have their chicken Reggiano, which is like a chicken parm. They put like chicken parm on top of the pizza kind of thing. Chicken, yeah. Oh, delicious.
There's occasionally, Tappalino's, I don't know about its pizza, but it has pretty good food over there, too.
Yeah, the pizza isn't that good. Right across the street, Sicilian Oven. They even say they go there for pizza when they want to eat. The guys at Tavolino's. Employees at a Papa John's in Washington State, again, where everybody's high, have been accused of selling cocaine out of pizza boxes.
Good. Is it making them deliver cocaine faster?
Yeah, they're getting it there on time, or we give you an 8-ball for free. The arrests are the result of 6-month investigation that detectives dubbed Operation Extra Olives.
Were they like putting the cocaine on the pizza like it was Parmesan?
Yeah. That's my pepperoni looks a little white.
That's what that little
container
is on the side.
Yeah.
Five suspects ranging in age from 18 to 26 were arrested in Samarish.
Why are you punishing them? They were just enterprising.
Yeah, they're trying to make more than minimum. Listen, you got to give these guys credit. They're working harder for their minimum wage. These guys at least get an ingenuity award.
That's what I always say about Breaking Bad. Right. I don't like how they glorify teaching like that. At least the guy had the decency to get a second job.
That's right. Don't fucking play. Don't try to have the government save your ass.
He and the sugar daddy, sugar baby travel mama, they all need to get together and create a whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Tracy Young, by the way, say that strip club was the shit. Five suspects ranging in age from, I said that already, didn't I? Yeah. In December of 2016, the sheriff's office said the Semish police received a tip that Papa John's employees were selling cocaine, according to the report. The two men sold drugs from Papa John's parking lot.
And Papa the guy John's who turned in the tip is now taking over the business, out of the wire.
Detectives would say they order the pizza and go out and wait in the parking lot. Said one Texas employees would bring the pizza out and in the box with the cocaine.
Jeez.
I'd like extra large pizza with everything, the breadsticks, some chicken wings, a 2-liter bottle of soda, and an 8-ball.
Also, like if you're going to use that cocaine, you're not going to eat that pizza.
Well, no. You save it for breakfast.
Oh, there you go.
Cold pizza.
Depends on how much cocaine you get, whether you have breakfast.
There's different types of cocaine.
Yeah, there's good and there's bad.
Depends. Oh, it's not like there's like different strains, like marijuana strains.
No, it usually depends what level you got.
Well, actually, maybe.
Like Jack Herr.
It's not the same like that, but.
As you could,
different regions. You got Peruvian.
Yeah.
And then Colombian. Yeah. I know nothing about cocaine. I know nothing.
Yeah,
about.
I don't either. So. Now, here's our dumbass award, by the way. Man flashing money on Facebook Live is arrested on drug charges.
he got raided on Facebook Live.
If you've never watched the movie Goodfellas, you got to watch the movie Goodfellas to see that when they do the big heist, the guys who end up hanging from a fucking meat hook are the guys that went out and bought the Cadillac and they got their old ladies a fur after the big heist.
Right.
You got to play it down, man.
Told you not to buy shit. Don't buy anything. What does that mean to you?
Again, in Jacksonville, Florida, I wonder if these guys were...
Oh, look, we have an 8-ball here.
Yep. A Florida man joyfully flashing money live on internet got a sudden surprise when police officers barged in and arrested him for allegedly selling drugs.
Shocking. Less than a genius IQ out of Florida, once again.
A man identified by the Jackson Sheriff's Office as 22-year-old Breon Hollings.
Was he a comic?
He was an open micer. Went on Facebook Live to show friends a handful of money, saying, "I don't stop, man. I don't stop." He then retrieves more money from another room and starts shuffling it when he hears Jacksonville officers warning over a loudspeaker that they're about to raid the house. Stunned, Hollings runs out of the room. Seconds later, officers barge in. Hollings was arrested on camera.
That's so stupid.
And Hollings never got so many actual views.
And likes.
There were so many likes.
He actually is facing numerous charges and was being held for $425,000 bonds. Afford that, bitch.
It's the first time he was shared once he got into jail.
Exactly. This guy's lucky. Wrong number. Text leads a couple to a free Stanley Cup tickets. I left the tickets under my my front porch.
That's
under
funny.
My welcome mat.
That's really funny.
Right? I mean, you know, is that still going on, by the way? Oh, by the way, congratulations to Golden State. You know, as a former Heat, as a Heat fan, you know, and, you know, watching LeBron lose is like watching your ex-girlfriend get dumped by somebody. Pittsburgh, a text message sent to the wrong number led to a Pittsburgh couple scoring free tickets to see the Penguins game 2 in the Stanley Cup final. News says Amy Centaur received a text offering 4 tickets to Wednesday night's game against Nashville. She called the number, and the man at the other end said, sent the text to the wrong number. Santora says the man called her back a few minutes later saying the text's intended recipient only wanted 1 set of the tickets. The tickets were priced at $329. The man told Santora she could have them for free. Santora and her husband took the man up on this offer.
Very nice.
But the husband had to blow the guy. Finding seats behind the goalie. Those are pretty good seats in hockey.
Yeah, very good.
Because you get to see the...
A lot of...
Might get hit in the face triple with a puck.
Yeah.
A lot of fighting goes on behind the goalie, man.
Yeah, what's the old joke about, I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out?
Exactly. I always thought it'd be funny that. Wouldn't it be great if like other sports could have fights like NBA basketball?
Yes.
Which, by the way, I don't know I if you watched the game. I didn't get to watch it because I was flying home from Indiana. But I guess the Cleveland Cavaliers got spanked. Bad. And then after the game, when LeBron walked by into the tunnel,
there were a couple guys.
A couple Golden State guys are beating the shit out of some guy.
Like, in his viewpoint, he was just like, they're fighting.
He's like, whatever. Who cares? I'm going to not do anything about this.
And he's not playing bad. But, you know, You score 30 points by yourself.
It's Curry's moment, huh?
Curry's a bad player.
Listen, I hope
he's
they
that guy him. That comes to the basketball courts when you're playing. You're like,
oh. Who's this?
Great,
Steve Kerr.
Oh,
Curry.
No, he was a what a this guy's fucking amazing. Our last story, by the way, is interesting. Painting break results in town greeting visitors with sex.
What?
Sussex, Wisconsin, a water tower emblazoned with the word sex greeted drivers as they passed through a town in southwest Wisconsin.
Instead of Essex.
Thanks to a ill-timed painting break.
Total revenge of the
I don't nerds. Understand why that's news. It's funny, but it's not really
it's,
news.
It's funny news. The it's gaffe great. Turned into Sussex, a village about 20 miles northwest of Milwaukee. Reports that workers painting the town's name on the water tower stopped midway through to allow the paint to dry. Village administrator Jeremy Smith tells the Milwaukee Journal, the word was fully covered by late Thursday morning with guys having sex on. Shot there is a big bukkake thing now. One driver, Jessica Bruce, told the Milwaukee television station that she almost drove off the road when her 8-year-old son pointed out the word as they drove past the water tower on their way to church.
I'm sure she'll sue for a hefty amount now.
My son's tarred for life. But he doesn't mind the Kathy Griffith photo.
Please tell me that is paint on your face.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank my co-host today, of course, Ciro Dobrik.
Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Which, by the way, tonight, if you're in the Hallandale area, Pembroke area, I guess it's Pembroke Park area, Monday night, every Monday night, the
19th hole
open mic.
Comedy Mondays.
Starts tonight. And, of course, where can they find you?
They can find me at Ciro Comic or Ciro Dobrik's Comedy Circus on YouTube.
There you go. Oh. Lindsay?
I'm Lindsay Glazer. You can find me on Twitter at Lindsay Glazer or www.lindsayglazer.com. Come to Ciro's Open Mic. It's awesome.
That's right. And
it's my home club.
I kind of have a nice week of being home. It's always nice after you've been away. But tomorrow night I'm going to be at Ricky's South Beach doing a comedy show out there. Ciro Cisco will be there. Kyle Grooms is on the show.
Oh, cool.
So that's out at Ricky's around 10 o'clock at night starts. Wednesday's Tavolino's Wise Guys Comedy Show. I'll be your host along with our special guest. Lindsay will be there.
Lindsay
will be there. And our feature comedian is Cal Verducci. Very funny
so
guy.
Awesome.
Normally a headliner who's going to be doing it. And America's Funniest Teacher, Mike Rivera, is your headliner. All the price of $10. Come to Tavolino's and great food and all that kind of stuff. Like I mentioned, next week I'm going to be at Coconuts in St. Pete from Wednesday to Saturday. So come out to that show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And for more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. And going to be in North Carolina, going to be at Sanford and Bonkers. I've got a lot of dates coming up, coming around their country, so come out and see me. And follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. You can follow the show at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And we'll be back tomorrow with an all-new show with Peter Leonard and Elgin David here in the studios.
Okay.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you back here tomorrow at the same spot. Take
bye-bye.
Care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground.